All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page 96, Parakei. So the section begins, Bebeir Mafside Hazirus. An explanation of those things that detract or that take away from the Midah of Zihirus. The Midah of alacrity, attentiveness. So Parakei Oseg Mafside Hazirus. So Kashtiel writes that the fifth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim deals with those things that detract or that take away from the ability to be zohir, from the ability to pay attention and to be attentive in life. He says, so what are the elu dvar malulu maharchikas ha'odam metoda'as ha'zihirus? These are the following things that derail a person. Take a person off the proper path from being zohir, from being attentive, and from literally paying attention to the details of life. Remember again, in Parak Dalet, we're speaking about the importance of the details. These are the things, these are the different parts that keep a person from being attentive. Hine, Mafside Amida Zosu Merchikam Shlosham. So the Ramchal writes that there are primarily three things that prevent a person from being zohir in this world. Ha'echod, number one, busyness. Busyness, when a person is constantly busy, tipul means involvement, tirda means overwhelmed, ha'olamis, with matters of this world. So the number one, we spoke about this extensively, the idea that the Yetzer Hara rarely tries to engage me to sin, because the Yetzer Hara knows better. We're righteous people, at least we try to be righteous people, and therefore we try not to fall prey ultimately to chait. So what the Yetzer Hara does do is that the Yetzer Hara goes ahead and convinces me to get busy. And when I'm busy with all different things, I have a lack of time to think. When there's a lack of time to think, that's when the Yetzer Hara ultimately gets me. So that's number one. Hasheni, haskok vahalotzen. Number two is silliness and scorn. That a person engages again in silly. This is not even talking about sinful, but this is just sinning, almost like jocular type behavior, where a person is just not serious about anything in life. This also prevents me from zihiros, from being attentive to the details of existence. Hashlishi, hachevra hara, negative peer group, when I associate with the wrong kind of people, the people we associate with have an incredible impact on the people we are. Association with a negative peer group yields a negative influence, specifically not paying attention to the details of life. So we're going to analyze each of these things on their own. So we'll say the first of the three things that detracts, that takes away from me being zohir, the tipo, the tirda, the busyness, right? We spoke about this extensively. Everyone's always busy. With what? Not exactly sure, but very busy. When won't you be busy? I'm not sure. All I know is that I'm busy now, and I'll probably be busy for the foreseeable future. No idea what I'm busy with, but I'm sure it's exceptionally important. So we spoke about this earlier. We went through this extensively. Kibiosa otam tarid biinyane olamo. When a person is so involved and overwhelmed with the details of his world, hini machshavosav asuros. His thoughts ultimately again are literally shackled in the chains of the burden that is upon him. The afshalahem lost a slave alamaisa, and a person is just simply unable to pay attention to the actions, to the deeds, or to the events at hand. So this is the first thing. So number one again is this idea that when a person is simply overwhelmed by the details, a person is busy by the details of life, no time to think, and when there's no time to think, it's two things. When there's no time to think, number one, a person is certainly not engaged in zihiros, because ultimately, again, zihiros requires an attentiveness. If I'm quote-unquote too busy, there's no time to think. And of course, worse than that, when a person is quote-unquote too busy, so that's when a person often could commit the worst kind of mistakes as well, because you're not attentive to the details of life. Page 96, second section. Machshavos terudos bavalim. So Omer Ramchal writes, Habayu ha'ikaris shimona'az zihirus zeh machshavos. Well, this is actually a very profound yisod. So Ramchal writes, So remember, here's what we have. We have that zihiros is important, paying attention to the life details, paying attention ultimately, again, being attentive to the core details of life, to day-to-day life, is exceptionally important. We've now identified that there are three things that prevent attentiveness from occurring. Number one, busyness with the details of life. Number two, not taking things seriously, always joking around. And number three, negative peer group. Like, those are the three things. Now, the order over here is very important. Rav Kashtiel points out is that the order itself is exceptionally telling. And that number one on this list is what he calls this tipo v'tir d'olamis. So the number one thing that ultimately, again, prevents a person from being zahir in life is a lack of attentiveness to details. The number one thing that prevents a person from being attentive to the details is this busyness. This idea, I'm always busy. We see this happens to us in life. We get so entrenched in the details of life that we lack the time or the bandwidth to go ahead and really be attentive to the necessary details. Whether they're details with our ruchnios, they're details with our family, they're details with our neshama. And we'll say, and the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, as busy as we are, there's always time. There's always time, right? The incredible raya is we never forget to eat, we never forget to sleep, we never forget to take care of the details that are important to us. So if there's not time for ruchnius and there's not time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's simply because it's not high enough on the pyramid of the things that are important to me. But Lamaise again says to Ramchal, the first thing that he chooses to focus on is this idea of being too busy. So Omar Ramchal, Habayo Ha'ikar Shimonazi Hirozemach Shavos. So ultimately, again, it's the thought. The primary issue that prevents us from being zohir in life is an intellectual preoccupation. I'm too preoccupied with thinking about other things. Because we'll say the key to all of the gates and to all the spiritual advancement that we experience, it's our thoughts. Our thoughts, meaning thought is the key to spiritual advancement.
So we'll
say thought is the gatekeeper. If thought is the first step to advancing my spirituality, thought is the way in which I lift myself up from an otherwise mundane life and try to make myself into something greater. The only way that a person begins to care about something just a little bit, he ayedeshi is boning bidirachav, requires a person to contemplate his ways. Yosim laatzmo mataros kitzas yoser nalos, a person begins to set for himself higher expectations. Vivakir es chayav bibikor es bona, and a person begins to ultimately look at his life or look at himself as a builder. In other words, what the Ramchal is highlighting over here is that although Judaism places primary importance on thought, on action, right? It's all about action. But at the end of the day, we know that the precursor to action is thought. So if my machshavas are not aligned in the right way, it's hard to move my life forward. What Rav Kashtiel is trying to understand is out of the three things that Ramchal mentioned, the three detractors from Zihirus, why is it that Ramchal put preoccupation of thought, what he calls tipol v'tida ha'olamis. Why did he put that preoccupation and thought number one? Why is that one? Tush Rav Kashtiel explains it because thought is the gatekeeper for everything else. If my thoughts are hijacked with a whole bunch of other stuff, it's hard to advance myself going forward. Look at page 97, tab. Rak alidei machshavas. It's only through thought. Ayadei ha'seichel. Through intellect, Adam choshev ma nachon, ma lo nachon. A person begins to think, what's right, what's not right. Mevarer matziv la'atzmo es gorim yoser v'yoser nachonim. Bodik es atzmo kol advarim ha'ilu nasim der ha'machshavas. Ha'machshava hi akli sha'al yado efshar litzer tinu ruchan. I suppose this bolded line is very important. Thought is the kli, is the utensil through which a person is able to fashion for himself spiritual movement, his kadmus ruchanis, spiritual advancement. Others will say, if I'm not thinking about my soul, if I'm not thinking about life, if I'm not thinking about how could I advance myself forward, then of course I'm not going to act without some level of forethought. Now again, I want to be careful. A person could spend all of their time thinking and none of their time doing. That's not what we're advocating here at all, of course. But the idea is that there's no such thing as real positive action without prior intellectual thought, without a process of thinking about what I want to be, what I want to do, who I want to become. Therefore, if a person's thoughts are kulan minutsalos, kulan miguyosos, lana arachas acharis, therefore, both say, if my thoughts are totally, entirely enslaved, if they're totally directed towards a different platform, lama arachas achaim achumris, to my material life, ein ni sheyarim esarosh me al hamayim, there is no one to lift my head out of the water. Well, that's a very important yisod. The shaila in life is, where is my head? Where is my head? So let's say, for example, a person says, well, so just to give you an example, person says that, you know, I get so busy at work that I can't do other things. So we'll say, so understand what that person essentially, everybody gets busy at work. That's Baruch Hashem. On one hand, it's Baruch Hashem, person has a privilege to have a parnasa. It's a good thing to be busy at work. But what happens when, let's say again, that work comes at the expense of my ruchnius? What the Ramchal posits is, what that means is, a person is not thinking enough. Person is not thinking enough. Because again, yes, I'm busy at work, but if I'm thinking and I'm saying to myself, well, you know what, my neshama is just as important as my wallet. My neshama is just as important as my parnasa. My neshama is just as important as anything else in life. So if a person's thinking that thought, so by definition, a person will then translate that thought into action. The Ramchal posits that when the office takes over everything, then what that means is not chas v'shalom that I'm not a good person. Not chas v'shalom that I don't care. I care very much. It just means I'm not thinking. I'm not thinking. That what's ended up happening over here is my thought process has been hijacked by my parnasa. My thought process has been hijacked by my office. That's all. Again, I'm still the same good person. I care. I care. I care a lot. I'm just not thinking. He says, "Im ha'adam lokeach es kol ha'seichel shalom, kol ha'ma'arachos ha'chashiva shalom." A person takes all of his intellect, all of his thought, as kol yicholes shalom lasim mataros, kalkali. So we'll say, if a person takes this incredible koach of thought and he uses this entire thought just simply to direct towards his sustenance, towards his parnasa, as rak lemataros asakios zenora, this is an incredible thing, or it's an incredibly tragic thing. Thought is so powerful, and it's so easy for thought to be hijacked and put, because once you understand, you know, this is a double-edged sword. You know, Rav Kook had the famous memory, he used to say, you know, that when you work, when you daven, and when you learn. In other words, what does that mean? That whatever you're doing in life, devote yourself wholly to it. You know, part of the problem we have is that we're never fully focused on whatever we're doing. So when I'm davening, I'm checking my email. And when I'm working, you know, I'm reading a Dvar Torah online. And when I'm learning, I'm thinking about what phone calls I have to go ahead. And the problem is, it's never good. Meaning, if I'm in the office, the truth is, the hours I'm in the office, I should manage to devote myself wholly to working. Don't look at Divrei Torah. Besides the fact that if you have an employer, you shouldn't be working at Divrei Torah anyway, because you're on someone else's clock, and that's Gezel Zman. You can't build your own Ruchnius on someone else's clock. But the idea is, devote yourself. Whatever you're doing in life, devote yourself totally to the task at hand. And it's an amazing thing, because if when a person is at the office, they're not learning, they're not doing, but they're focused on their work, that means when I daven, I don't have to check my email. And when I daven, I could actually go ahead and devote myself ultimately to my avodas Hashem. The Ramchal writes over here, the problem is our thought process. See, we're never fully vested in any one thing. So what ends up happening is that, like we just said before, a person's thoughts get totally hijacked by something, and therefore, again, there's no longer a thought on Ruchnius. Lakachas, let's just end these last two lines. Lakachas, it's called Yecholas, Livchar Bein Tov L'ra, Ulishtamish Barak, Livchar Bein Asakim Tovim L'Tovim Zechem. Sorry, so actually we'll pick up with those lines. We'll pick up with the paragraph, Lakachas, Emeretz Hashem, tomorrow. But again, we end off focusing really on the first of the three detractors of Zehirus. And the first of the three detractors is that a person, quote unquote, gets busy. And when a person is so busy, there's no time to think about anything else. There's no time to contemplate anything else. And says the Ramchal, when ultimately my thought process just simply becomes hijacked and directed away from my Ruchnius, it's not that I don't care, and it's not that I'm not concerned, it just simply gets a little bit knocked down, it gets knocked down just a bit lower on my list of priorities, right? Well, see, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with this Meretz Hashem tomorrow, and of course, we'll discuss how to remedy this. You know, it's one thing to highlight the problem. The beauty of the Ramchal is that he tells us what the problem is, but then also helps us to work towards a solution.